From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, young Republicans recruiting on one of the nation's most liberal college campuses. First, though, today, the day after Thanksgiving, is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. That's good news for merchants. And according to economists, it's good news for all of us. That's what Madeline Brand is telling me. She's at our studios in New York. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Alex.
So what's going on?
Well, you're right. It is good news for everybody, according to economists. Our entire economy is based on you and me and everyone else spending most of our paychecks. In fact, get this, two-thirds of all economic activity in the United States is consumer spending, and most of that is on services, things like meals out, manicures, dry cleaning. But it's not just our economy that relies on our desire for the latest DVD player. It's everyone else's, too. Here's economist Joel Naroff.
In the U.S., while we export goods, we also buy a lot more than the rest of the world buys from us. And you can see that if we stop doing that, then there would be tremendous implications on everybody else in this world. We import so many things made in China, and really Europe and Canada and Mexico. So much of the world sends us their goods because we are such a large market.
Alex, that infuriates people like Tim Walker. He works for the anti-advertising group Adbusters Media Foundation.
We measure the strength of our economy by its gross domestic product. If we're buying plastic bottles, which have got all kind of chemicals in them, and we throw them into the landfill, the purchase of that bottle added to our GDP. It says we have a healthy economy, which if that's how they're going to measure it, that's fine. But it certainly doesn't say we have a healthy society. And I think that should be our goal, not a healthy economy. And right now, we've sort of conflated those two things.
And for the past 11 years, Adbusters has declared today Buy Nothing Day. And they've created some TV and radio spots to promote it, including this, a burping pig leaping out of a map of the United States.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world. A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 28th is Buy Nothing Day.
Right.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist for economy.com.
As if that's going to work. Well, they may not shop for that day, but I assure you they'll make up for it the next day. I mean, one thing I've learned as an economist is never underestimate the hedonism of the American consumer. It's a very powerful force, and nothing is going to hold it back. Even guilt. You know what it'll take? No jobs, no income. And fortunately, we got both coming. With more jobs and income, consumers are not going to be out there buying.
Alex, this morning I went to Macy's here in New York to check it out. And sure enough, even though it was pouring rain, people were streaming into the store.
Let's see. I bought makeup and shoes.
I got a dress and a warm coat.
Shoes, a few shirts, maybe some pants, and a few Christmas presents.
We got some gloves so far. We just got gloves. That's all we got.
Cool hats. Oh, we got some hats.
And what's on your list?
Probably some new shoes and whatever else is on sale.
That was Emily Scott, Jack Mubayad, Andrea Waller, and Francis Roberts. And sure enough, none of them had heard of Buy Nothing Day.
I don't have think a gonna... hard time with us. Yeah. We'll just shop at the drop of a hat, and we'll drop the hat.
One more factoid, Alex. People spend more on themselves during the holiday season than on gifts for others. This year, the average consumer is expected to spend more than $1,200 on non-gift items, and that's compared to about $540 on presents for others.
Madeline, thanks very much.
Well, thank you, Alex.